Blog Talk Radio.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one.
Okay, so that was Prince. So, So I like that song. Let's go crazy. It's appropriate for today's show. Pluto Health Showdown Thursday Spiritual Joy Ma. So I have a little story to share today, and it involves the planet Pluto. I had a lucid dream, and it was like I would say like maybe the beginning of this year, it was a while ago. And I really do remember just kind of waking up in this red environment. I felt like we were taken within something. It's strange. It's like I just really just woke up just there. It's like, you know, sometimes when you find yourself just in a place where you don't expect to be. That's kind of what happened to me. I'm like looking around and I'm like, where am I? I see beings there, you know, they didn't entirely look human, but they looked human enough. Tall people. I got like this feeling of like androgyny. So I think they're androgynous entities, but it was just very interesting. And I'm just like waiting around just, okay, what's going to happen? I felt like a foreigner in a foreign land. And all of a sudden, I feel like this heat rising up, right? It's like little by little. It's like we were all waiting for this heat. There's others, of course, there. We're all waiting for this heat to rise up. And it is this red sun-like being. Of course, in the dream, I didn't know what was going on. But later, when I started doing some research, I'm like, hey, it's Pluto. This thing is rising up from beneath, and it's just like it's taking time to get fuel and increasing in size. And it's really like a red, fiery ball of fire, really. That's the best way I can describe it. It's like this big, red, fiery, you know, it's like an inner sun, like the core of, they say, like the earth is like lava. So I want to give you like the picture of just kind of like this red lava-like, spiritual fireball just rising up from, it seems like from the ground or beneath us. And I noticed it's like coming to me. I'm like, oh my goodness, like I'm getting scared. Like it's going directly at me, like, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's almost like it's yelling at me. It's strange. It's like I could feel that it's like yelling at me. And I'm like scared a little bit. And I realized, wait a minute, hold the phone. Something just dawns on me right here. Wait a minute. Like, it can't hurt me. Like, I'm in a dream. Like, I'm in the spirit form. Like, it can't hurt me. There's no pain. There's no physicality about it. Like, and it just was such a revelation, that thought. It freed me. I was not afraid. It took a second, really, before it, you know, clicked. But it was really quick for me. And I just all of a sudden just transformed into a ball of energy myself because I'm thinking, oh, if it can't hurt me, oh, my goodness, I'm free. I don't have to be, you know, trying to scare me for whatever reason. I wasn't thinking, you know, why, but it's like it's not going to work. So it just, like, made me, like, kind of, like, perky, like, oh, okay, it can't hurt me. And I, like, transformed into this pink, fiery ball of energy. Like, I was like, okay, I could do that one. So kind of, like, trying to bully me, but then I just, like, transformed into this pink, like, ball of energy, and my energy became, like, bigger. Like, I felt my whole body transform from, you know, like, this maybe physical matter type, you know, spirit form that I was in to more of, like, the energy fireball myself. So my fireball was made of fuchsia. that pink color right there, that prince color. And I'm just thinking, like, okay, it's all about love. Let's just go. Let's just, okay, we can't be hurt. Let's just, like, let's go travel. Let's, you know, let's see the universe. Let's just have fun and play. And I guess, like, my anticipation of doing that with this ball of fire, it became smaller and smaller and smaller. It's like, wow, like, my energy of love kind of slapped it back down to size. It was phenomenal. And I just woke up within that moment and realized, wow, you never know yourself until you know yourself, right? Of course, it's a dream, but it's like, you know, I was conscious, so I would consider it a lucid dream. Like, I recall events happening as if they happened in, like, real life. And it was definitely a symbol. The symbol meaning that, like, if you look into the planet Pluto, doing additional research, it says that Pluto is that planet to help us transform our most hidden desires, you know, into ourselves, right? So I would say that my hidden desire in life was really just to have more fun and just be more loving and playful. And I just kind of like the lesson, right? Like, Pluto tests you. I mean, it's a planet that tests the spirit. And instead of being afraid, I just went with what I knew best was love and understanding. You know, yeah, Pluto was angry at me, it was yelling at me, but how many times do people in life yell at us? They make us feel hurt. But at the end of the day, you know, maybe they were just having a bad day, right? And in a sense, like, people, you know, care about us. They really love us. They just, they don't know how to control themselves, right, their mood. And Pluto is definitely a planet for controlling your hidden nature. It is a planet of power. It's a planet of expression. I mean, it really does take away your fight of the ego. Like, if you came into Pluto, like, bad boss, like, yeah, you know, I'm like a bad boss in life, bad boss in the afterworld, like, I'm just going to do what I want, you're got another thing coming, because Pluto is going to scare you right back to humility. It's just going to be like that. It's like you think you're bad, but who's better? It's going to be Pluto. So the lesson to get through Pluto for my own spiritual journey, and this comes in July, so remember this. You'll find that it says that Pluto, the way to maneuver is to be more of, like, selfless in your mind and heart and stuff. And I will verify that through experience. That's true. If you want to get past Pluto intact and not be, like, discombobulated, because Pluto does really, I want to say, finish you, like in Mortal Kombat. It does take the spirit in it. It dices you up into, like, nice little parts to get reborn. So it will do that. And if you're not coming from a place of love and, like, selfless kind of love, like, we are all kind of just one spirit and it's okay. And, I mean, it's just going to really, it's going to be really destroying the person who's not about that in life. If you're just about trying to seek material gain and you're just looking at, like, the physical dimension, you're gonna be, like, toast, basically. Ego will separate that ego like a snap. I mean, if it can snap its finger, I'm sure it will. But, yeah, it's going to burn you up, basically. But, yeah, there's a way to get around these spiritual tests. So I came back here and just went through, like, a spiritual bath, if you will, like a fiery bath or baptism. Like, wow, like, I was too much for Pluto. I gave Pluto, like, my Amira love. Let's go have fun, you know? Further reflection to meditation. I think Pluto is stuck there. I think you can't, you know, what we call Pluto in our myths and folklore, whether or not that's its true name, but it definitely is a world that exists outside of our, I feel like it's more fifth dimensional space, more interdimensional, but there are life forms there. It's not existing on our plane, like our three dimensional, but definitely within the fifth dimensional, within inside that planet, there are some beings that live there. And I feel like they're trapped. I feel like, you know, that kind of energy of dictatorship, power, aggression, obsession, it kind of traps them there. And they really do need, if you were to, like, escape Pluto, you really do need to be about the love principle. And that's kind of the lesson for today's Spiritual Thursday. You have to just go crazy with love. I mean, you just got to, like, you know, just go ahead and do it. No fear, you know, no holding back. Just kind of, like, let yourself go as far as you can. Before the show started, I'm, like, looking at Prince on Arsenio Hall. He had a segment that he came back. And he's telling Arsenio Hall, he had, like, a second round of his show, and he's talking to Prince. Prince is saying how when he first started out in his 20s, he just wanted to test the limit of his art. Like, how far could he go? This is what he was saying. And that's pretty much his explanation for Arsenio, some of the tracks because actually I was like, well, do you ever look back on your music and have regret? And he's like, no, I was in a phase, a period. I just wanted to see how far I could test the limit, and that's what he did. And, you know, much true to our own spirit, like how far can your spirit go if you let go of the fear? That's the question, because there are going to be things in life that are going to make us afraid to be who we are. Definitely, from experience, Pluto just needs some love. A lot of people just need love, so it's not about just kind of dwelling on, you know, oh, someone hurt me, they made me afraid, maybe I'm not, you know, worthy. That's just not true. It's just a test. Think of it as like a test. People test you, and sometimes you just have to prove that your inner will, your strength is stronger because it's rooted in the powers of the universe, which is love, you know. Pluto even has like a spiritual fire, you know, outside of the other stuff. It says Pluto has like another type of spirit called the Keter. And it is kind of that love energy that I was just referring to. So if you can get past Pluto and the spirit realm and the world of dreams, when you wake up in life, it's like not much you could really worry about, right? Like you pretty much went to the ultimate test and back. Now it's like, now you just got to deal with life, right? You got to take that energy, manifest it, and just like accomplish whatever dreams that you want to, you know, accomplish in this life, really. It's really simple on that level. And, you know, never mind the flesh, you know, there are going to be times when we hurt and stuff like that, but you got to always take it higher. That's the key to get out of our spiritual rut, right, is to always take it higher. I've listened to many things, to many shows and many spiritual people, and it just seems that we're all kind of suffering from a collective depression on the planet. So that's why it's important for each person to kind of get out of that zone and just get into something else, get into the spiritual zone of love, get into, you know, understanding, get into healing yourself. Because once you get into the love principle, you can heal yourself quickly, like your immune system. You know, I find like when you're happy, you do the best at healing disease and sickness. You know what I mean? When people are in generally a good mood, they have people that they love, that are there for them, they tend to do pretty well when it comes to, like, physical ailments. You may not have anyone at your side, but if you loved yourself, you know what I mean, if you felt good about yourself, you know, you could heal yourself. You know, we do that all the time. You know, if you have a cut, you're healing your cut, right? It doesn't take the doctor to heal your cut. I mean, we need to go to the ER for just, like, real emergencies to help heal us quicker, but for the most part, human beings, we've been healing ourselves since the dawn of time. So that doesn't change. It's just, we just have to remember. A lot of times we put our own selves in darkness. You know, we hide that conscious light from ourselves. A lot of energy that's coming out at once. I guess it's like the whole, you know, let's go crazy song I put on, and it's just like, it's just all pouring out at once. But any last words on Pluto? So basically, don't just be about selfishness and material greed all the time. Like, that doesn't solve your problems all the time. And you'll just be in a rat race for the most part of your life, right? You have to always look at the spiritual aim as the higher goal, because when we no longer need our bodies, we are connected to our spirit. We all have, like, a spiritual part of ourselves that is out there in the in that realm, in that celestial realm. So we have other bits of us that need reconnection. So the best way is to not get locked into the whole physical of being like a douche, for lack of a better word. Let's not get into just like money, money, money. I need this to be happy, because when you have money and you're happy and then it goes away, which is the reality of money, then you're not happy anymore. You're like limiting your happiness to physical things they come and go. It's just not sustainable, right? So we're talking about sustainable energy for the soul, and that's going to be the love, the higher principle of love. And love is, you know, endless, boundless. It has many definitions to it. It doesn't have to imply romantic love. It can also imply like more of a divine type of love of self. So there's many types of love too that I want, you know, our listeners to really delve in and think about. But it's just like letting someone just be who they are and accepting their flaws and their good stuff and just wholeheartedly just, you know, like, you know, I love you. Just kind of like that, plain and simple, right? And if more people can, if we can more, like, embody that principle, then I feel like we won't really have much issue on the planet. It's just, that's just what we need to heal. It's like plants. Plants need love. Plants are really delicate creatures, and it's like they couldn't survive for a lengthy period of time. And I was like, wow, like it was just like a revelation. So I started to try to clear the air, you know, do some prayers, and I've been like really consistent, and I feel like I energetically changed the atmosphere, which was my living room, where I had my plants on the coffee table. And like that was helping it, and like when I was doing that, and I even, they say you should talk to your plants. I mean, I tried everything. Talk to the plants, put some soothing music, do some prayers, try to clear out the, you know. And it took like about 3 months for it to really change up, you know, checking in with myself. And it took like 3 months to re-energize the area. And then the plants started growing longer and more healthy. And that's essential. So you can't like fight and argue around plants. I mean, it's a whole other science, really. But plants are really, really delicate. So they're definitely not to trifle with. we want them to stay long and beautiful. We have to kind of be beautiful ourselves to keep the best nourishing environment for our plants. So that's a little tidbit about the plants. But it works well with the love principle that I'm referring to. And I have some pictures in the slideshow of some plants. You'll see, like, the little small plant of Fertus Pluto. The little, I think it's, like, the second one. And then the other pictures, you'll see, like, a blue planet, and then you'll see, like, a red planet in the beginning. That's all supposed to represent Venus. And so, like, when you see, like, the first planet and it's red, that's supposed to be, like, in my mind, like, Venus kind of going through Pluto. You know, what happens when we're of love and someone hates us and yells at us? Like, they make us feel, you know, like, fiery inside, right? But love ideally is, so all you have to do is remember who you are, that you're of love, and then you go back into the blue of Venus, and you just kind of like rewater yourself, right? Like your spirit is like a self-sustaining water plant, right? It's like symbolizing that, right? No one has to water you. You just have to water yourself internally. And if you look at the relation to Pluto, it is like the smallest planet of our solar system. It's a great symbol to say, but buoys, in a sense, are really small. You know, they have a big bite, but they're really just small entities and creatures and that we shouldn't worry about. And so, you know, you go through that journey. You go through Pluto. You become your phoenix. Your spirit is reborn. Now what? Now it's like you wake up and you're back to Earth. What do you do now, right? What do we do? We've got this card out here. Just like I thought, the card that I first plucked out of my astrology deck is Mars. So you get that, you're like, you're here, you know, you're on Earth. Now it's about action. It's like, what do you do with your energy? What do you have the drive for? Like, if you want to have more fun in your life, whatever your secret desire is, whatever you want that's made clear to you, how do you achieve it? You know, how do you put it into action? So it's just about, like, movement. And really helpfully trying to create through your own self-will to make it whole. You know what I mean? Like, I give you an example. Somebody might want to be an artist, and really they just want to do pottery, you know, or they just want to make something, they just want to sculpt something. Well, you know, you got to learn how to do that, right? You just got to put you know, your desires to the action. You got to actually physically try to bring that out and see where that takes you on the third-dimensional earth plane. So, yeah, I have a lot of energy. clearly, this energy is pouring out. See? Okay. Just make sure I have them resting out. Yes. Good, good. So I'll put another card from the legacy in terms of what to do when you're back on Earth. Okay. So, all right. So, okay, we recaptured the love principle from the spiritual dimension of Pluto. And you come back, how do you put that into action? You have your Mars, all right, having your plan to put into action. And then your biggest test probably here on the planet is dealing with people who are mentally frustrated. I got this Five of Swords to the legacy of just, like, frustration. The energies surrounding us on the planet are a lot of, like, frustration and dominance. Like, there are people who feel like they have to dominate and control us with their force of words, through their physical will sometimes. I mean, these are, like, control freaks. Like, and I should know, like, I'm from a family of Scorpions. I've always been a Scorpion peacemaker, and but telling you, you have to get used to other people always trying to control you. You know, you do this, I'm right, you're wrong. Constant arguments of debate back and forth. That's, like, my household. Family of Scorpions have to get used to that. So it's like, what do you do with all that? You just have to learn resilience. You have to be able to adapt. Because there's going to be people who want to do, they want to control to feel powerful. They want to boss people around. And they may not even consciously be aware that they're doing it, that that's what the statement they're making. So you just kind of have to remind them with the love principle. Sometimes I stop people in their tracks just by wearing a simple shirt. Like, I'll wear my love shirt, and it'll just, well, we're running out of time, people, but you don't even have to say a word. You could just wear, like, some clothing. I wore my love hoodie, and I've gotten so many compliments just walking into certain places, like, wow. I was like, oh, you know, you're about love. That says a good statement. People could have, like, a real shitty day, excuse my French, and they see your shirt, that's like, what? You just wake them up. Like, there are people who care, you know. You'd be surprised of how transforming that is, how spiritual that is for people to see that there is water in this desert of a planet called Earth. And there's tons of water. It's just, you know, people don't live their lives like that, so they think that there's no love left. So it just says the principle that comes from within. And I've been, like, real chatty. I know. It's not normally something I like to do. I blame Prince, okay? That Let's Go Crazy and Prince is out now. I think his band is called Prince and the New Generation or Third Eye Girl or something like that. And the music is phenomenal. It's like this jazzy, funkadelic 70s, 21st century. So you guys got to listen to it. Maybe I'll play some of his new stuff. But so last remarks. Thank you for listening, everyone who are listening live in the show. And I haven't quite had time to really get into any callers. I mean, this energy is kind of just pouring out, so please forgive me for that. I'll probably just, you know, make up for it for either, like, you know, Friday or Saturday, hopefully. So stay pending for any more new episodes. But Pluto wanted to talk about himself, like, the whole time, so that's kind of what happened here. But, you know, we got some things straight with the whole Pluto, the Pluto energy. And okay, so to recap, let's just be in peace and love. Let's be in the confidence of our spirit. And, you know, the one thing we can control is ourselves. You know, they say once you survive Pluto, you'll have the ability to be balanced and control yourself. And once you're able to do that, you're going to be your own leader. You'll be your own power, your own energy sun, and that'll be enough. I mean, like, I feel really transformed since that incident happened to me, like, months prior. Telling you guys, it's all about the energy. You know, you guys gotta be able to get that energy within yourselves, and you'll feel unstoppable. It's just crazy energy. But on that remark, I'm gonna leave you guys with some of Prince. Thanks for listening. Pluto Showdown. You know, you can do it. I did it. We can all do it. It's our test.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, I think it'll be alright. Sit around, mama, do your time, and
Thank you.